What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque. Want to thank you for tuning in. Do me a favor, subscribe, review, let people know. That's how you can invest in this broadcast. Also, thank you so much. I want to welcome all the new followers on Podbean. Monday through Friday, you can catch us here every weekday with a morning devotional. I want to call this episode Heartbreak Hill. I'm not a runner. I know people that do try to run. And I would think like the Super Bowl of running would be, you know, the Boston Marathon. And the Boston Marathon is a 26.2 mile beast for anybody that thinks they're full of fitness. And the Boston Marathon gets all types of runners. The Boston Marathon gets your weekend runners. It gets your hobby, you know, people that just like it. It gets special cases that just want to start the Boston Marathon. It gets, I don't know, the dude that's trying to show off to his girlfriend. And look, honey, I'm running the Boston Marathon today, you know. And there's one thing that you got to understand about the marathon is everybody starts out the same. And look. The beginning gate, let's call it. I don't know. Sorry, I don't have runner's terms. The start of the race, I need to tell you something. Everybody is equal at the start of the race. And the designers of the Boston Marathon knew that the Boston Marathon would draw everybody. There's a grandma there. There's an 88-year-old man. And look, we all look good at the beginning of the Boston Marathon. We're all wearing crisp shoes. We all have a little number on our chest that makes us look really great. And when we are off, it's beautiful. Friends, envision with me. Everybody's cheering you on. There's Gatorade. There's high fives. It's just a beautiful moment in the Boston Marathon. That's basically where this thing ends. Because the designers of the Boston Marathon knew straight up that they wanted to weed out all of the non-runners. And they designed the course as such. At the 16th mile marker of the Boston Marathon, everything changes. In your body, everything changes. You begin to get like a runner's fatigue. They call it like mind fog. They call it hitting a wall. And basically, your body goes nuts and your mind is fighting for energy and it's in a battle with your muscles and the mind wins. And hypoglycemia sets in. Your muscles start losing all of its energy and your mind's trying not to get so fogged and you are like about to pass out. Because the first 16 miles of the Boston Marathon is a slow downgrade run. Not real running, a slow downgrade run. And at the 16th mile marker, you know what they put in place? Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, at the 16th mile marker, when you are ready to quit, when everybody is struggling, and ready to push through, they put something there called the Heartbreak Hill. The Heartbreak Hill is your first steep, steep climb. And most people, no joke, the creators of the organizers of the Boston Marathon wanted Heartbreak Hill to be the difference maker. The casual runner, the weekend warrior, the show-off, the old person. Look, there's no offense, guys, but it was designed that you wouldn't make the race. You wouldn't last. There had to be something in the Boston Marathon that would make the difference between a real runner, people that come from all over the world, people that have been running for a year, up hills trying to compete, to, you know, Uncle Bob. And when Heartbreak Hill comes, right at the point of exhaustion, right at the point of breakdown, right at the point of mind fog, nobody's cheering you on anymore. There is no crowds. It's you and the hill in front of you. And boy, do we have a lot to talk about after the break. And I'm going to tell you this. God cannot promote you beyond your tolerance of pain. We'll see you after the break. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
Hey everybody, we're back. Heartbreak Hill. You know, Ethiopians are the fastest people on the planet. Like, that's fact. That's not even like an opinion. Like, I'm not, you know, waving an Ethiopian flag around my house saying that I'm just a fan. No, that's fact. And if you're going to race and there's an Ethiopian, I don't care if you're running out in a parking lot with some friends, if an Ethiopian shows up, just stop. Don't even try to run. Like, there's no hope for you. And Ethiopians kept winning the Boston Marathon. And when they asked them why, like legit interviews with the Ethiopians that keep winning, they said, oh, it's pretty easy. In Ethiopia, all we do is run uphill. In America, you guys love running straight and downhill because you think it feels better on your joints. In Ethiopia, all we have is hills. Our nation is fighting uphill. Our economic status is fighting uphill. All we know is to persevere. And then we come to the Boston Marathon. And friends, there's two things this Ethiopian said. Number one, he paces himself. And number two, he says, we are prepared to run uphill from the beginning. And basically, when you're running that marathon, you better be prepared to run uphill. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9:24, do you not know that in a race, all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? See, it was Greek culture that they didn't have a second place. Everybody was running for the first place. So Paul's using their understanding. And then he says, everybody that competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown. That's not going to last, but we're running this race for the Lord for a crown that will last. Therefore, I don't run like somebody running aimlessly. I don't fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave so that after I've preached to others, I myself wouldn't be disqualified for the prize. He said, look, there's a reason behind it. I run, many versions say, I'm temperate. I'm careful with my body. Paul's saying, look, Greeks, you take care of your body, you buffet your body, you don't eat bad food, you make sure you're in great race shape, but we're running a heavenly race and it's far more important. And so many people start out this race of Christianity like many at the Boston Marathon. And they're all excited and they just get new and then whatever. Maybe you're told every day is a holiday. And the minute we face Heartbreak Hill, so many people get disqualified in this life with God because God forbid any difficulties come. I'm telling you that this life in Christianity is filled with Heartbreak Hills. But it doesn't have to end with heartbreak. It doesn't have to end with, No matter what the devil, no matter what the promoters put in front of you in this race, no matter what the devil puts in front of you to disqualify you from this race, it doesn't matter. We have the victory. And so today, it doesn't matter wherever you are, wherever you're running, you've got to understand that God has designed this race in God to be a heavenly race, and that we race to win the prize. We're here to go to heaven. We're here to receive the crowns that heaven has for us. And it's time to run. Run with endurance, run with focus, and pace yourself. Oh, everybody shoots out of the gate. I remember I was running with a buddy one time, and he said, okay, we're going to run, you know, just like a 5K or whatever. I think it was like 3 miles. I said, dude, I can run 3 miles. He said, ready, set, go. Man, I blew out of the starting gate like a cannon. I got shot like a cannon. I'm running fast. He's so slow. I'm showing him all my speed, pulling out some of my old high school moves or middle school moves. And guess what? 7 minutes in, I collapsed. And guess who comes gliding by me ready to do his 5K? You got to pace yourself. Oh, it's easy to start right. Can you finish right? These runners don't use all their energy at the beginning because they know there's a heartbreak hill they need to fight. Look, we need to be prayed up. We need to be filled with power. We need to make sure that in life, it's the heartbreak hills that bring promotion. A lot of people have a hard time with it. But just as we get tests in the natural to pass and go get promoted, it's the same thing spiritually. There's tests that we have in life. And you may not understand what they are. You may just think they're trials, or you may just think it's persecution. I'm telling you that the promotion is hidden in the pain. I'm telling you that the testimony is hidden in the test. And today, it's time to run. It's time to run like you run in a marathon to receive the prize in heaven. Today, it's time to run up that heartbreak hill. Maybe you're facing the hill. Maybe you want to turn back. Not today. Maybe you're running downhill. It feels good. Well, you better get ready for the hill. And when the things of life come our way, we are not shocked and we're not dismayed because we have our hope and our trust in Him. Hallelujah. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Well, we love you. That's all we have for you today. Tune in tomorrow. Engaging Heaven Today. I'm James Levesque. Run this race. Come on.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.